Hello everybody, my name's Jodie Mayo and thanks for checking out my video. So I'm posting this because I want to tell a little story and I'm documenting my journey along the way to my success in making a six-figure business, freelancing videography. But to give you a bit of an idea of where I've been and where I'm going, I'll give you a bit of an insight on kind of what I've been up to. So I used to work 9 to 5 for a travel company, shooting videos and photography for them whilst traveling overseas. But predominantly most of the job was sitting at a desk, 9 to 5:30, super high stress, in a small office with no airflow and not much flexibility. And I realized over the years when I was doing that I needed more freedom, and I wanted to do something that I was passionate about, and that was video and photography. And I was like, how can I make this reality? And you know, I'd be Googling everything, I'd YouTube everything, and I'm like, there's so many other people out there doing this and doing what they love for a living. I'm like, why can't I? So that was kind of my internal fight. And then externally, I was like, I needed to escape this rat race and the whole 9 to 5 job flow. It just wasn't taking me down the route where I wanted to be. I wanted to be happy and go to work, doing something that I'm passionate about, and actually help people and add value to what I offered. But the main thing that kind of stopped me over the years was the income stability. Everyone kind of gets stuck there, and it's really easy to just to get up and go to work and let someone else pay you constantly. and you know, get your how many of a weeks a year. In Australia we have 4 weeks of annual leave a year, and I mean that's just not enough, but I know other countries do have less. So you know, that just wasn't enough for me, and I wanted to be able to dictate when I wanted to go on holidays and when I wanted to get up and go to work and who I worked with and what type of service and value I added to their businesses as well. So it was only at the time after one of my recent trips that I had a photography exhibition with a friend of mine, Lockie. I'll link his Instagram down below. You should check him out. He's really cool. And we had an exhibition that ran over a weekend, and it was shocked the first opening night. Everything in the lead up to it for me was really like straight away had to be done. I had about 6 weeks. But once I'd sourced a printer and had my curation of my pictures, and having them printed and framed was the first for me. And it was really nice to see what my digital work looked like in real life. And it's pretty crazy if you haven't done it. I mean, I've lived in the digital world quite a lot, you know, being a millennial, and it's just, you know, we take it for granted being able to take 100 photos, but actually taking one or two and putting them on really nice paper and framing them, like the ones up here that I've got, is really something else. And then putting that in front of people to see their reactions on your work is definitely the kick up the butt that I needed to kind of make the move out of my full-time paying job to doing something that I love doing. I'm like, yeah, I think I have the skills. I've definitely got the skills, got no clue, but I have the skills. So I took that leap of faith and I quit my 9 to 5 a couple of months ago now, and that was in December. So I've been going at it for a few months. And I've had some clients, so I set a bunch of clients up prior to me leaving my 9 to 5, and I've been working with them ever since. The problem is there are a lot of them are project-based, so being project-based is I don't really know when my income's going to come in next. So now, for instance, I'm trying to find my next client. So this is I think a pretty big struggle that a lot of people have when they start a business like this. So my plan right now is to build a process, find customers, understand what the customers' needs are, with proposals and cost and workflow and things like that, and how I can better sell into them to get what they need as well. Really add value to people's businesses. So what made me really take that jump was obviously going and getting that feedback from my exhibition, and I was just like, well, can I do this without having a full-time job to kind of keep me regular with regular income? I was like, okay, I've got a bit of savings and I'm just gonna go and do it. My video skills aren't amazing, but I have digital marketing and sales background, so I can relate to a lot of people, which really helps me. But I know there's a lot of awesome videographers out there and they don't have those skills. So what I'm doing is I'm collating all this information together. I'm gonna put in a package, and I'm gonna share it with some other creators, because that's kind of my plan. I've transferred from full-time to freelance and entrepreneur and all that kind of stuff, but it's changed the way that I'm thinking about everything, because now I'm actually motivated to go to work and I love what I do. So that's definitely the biggest shift that I've noticed. So I'm gonna lay it all out there and just be like, my main achievement right now is to build a six-figure income doing what I love, through videography and photography, but also helping people distribute. So adding my little marketing flair in there and helping people actually use the content correctly and duplicating that content to get the best out of it. So join me for my journey, and it should be an exciting one. But also, I'm doing some other little things on the side. So if you haven't read it, this book, it's called Dotcom Secrets. Russell Brunson is an amazing entrepreneur who has built a fantastic business. If you want to know more about it, I'll link it down below. But yeah, thanks for sticking around and coming on the journey with me. I look forward to seeing you all soon. Bye.